KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Agricultural Business Chamber says the 30% tariff imposed by the US on South Africa is unfair. Wolf Brody from the Chamber has questioned the methodology behind the tariff calculations, calling them subjective and disputable.
So our average tariff is so low that the only way to get to 30% would have been to try and attach a number to things like VAT and perhaps elements of government policy or non-tariff barriers. And those are very subjective calculations and are the type of calculations that economists have a lot of arguments about. So no, we're not convinced that the tariff calculation is appropriate for the trade relationship.
South Africa is one of 60 countries being singled out in Donald Trump's new tariff plan. He revealed the levies during his Liberation Day speech at the White House yesterday. He says the U.S. is charging about half of what the countries are charging them and claims the new tariffs are finally putting America first.
We can't do it anymore. We take care of countries all over the world, pay for everything they have to pay, and then when you want to cut back a little bit, they get upset that you're not taking care of them any longer. But we have to take care of our people.
But Brody says there should be negotiations.
Overall, as an economy, yes, we will survive a smaller trade relationship. But at the same time, we're not in a position to lose 10,000, 5,000 jobs with our unemployment rates and inequality. So we really have to protect this relationship and see if we can find a way to get the tariff lifted and find common ground. And we believe that the Americans already have sent out signals about negotiating and wanting to negotiate.
As we approach the Easter break, traffic authorities have stressed the critical role that seatbelts can play in reducing fatal accidents on South African roads. A recent study conducted by the Road Traffic Management Corporation and the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research focused on major crashes where five or more people died between 2018 and last year. During the five-year period, over 500 people died and more than 900 were seriously injured in 62 bus crashes. Limpopo recorded the highest number of fatalities and injuries, followed by the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. RTMC spokesperson Simon Zwane says the study found that properly worn seatbelts can prevent passengers from being thrown from their seats during sudden stops and collisions.
The study that focused on seatbelt in long-distance buses found that bus fatalities and injuries accounted for 21% of injuries and reported in South Africa between 2018 and 2024. The study observed that had passengers worn seatbelts, the number of fatalities or serious injuries could have been less.
And an investigation into last month's crash between two ships in the North Sea has found visibility was patchy and neither had a dedicated lookout. One crew member is presumed dead after a container ship hit an anchored oil tanker off the East Yorkshire coast. The UK's Marine Accident Investigation Branch preliminary report says the Solong's captain was the lone watchkeeper at the time of the crash. The top story this hour, the Agricultural Business Chamber says the 30% tariff imposed by the US on South Africa is unfair. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Warriors 151-5 in their first innings against the Hollywood Bets Dolphins in Gqeberha. The Hollywood Bets Sharks face a really tough test trying to defend their Challenge Cup title when they take on Lyon on Sunday in the last 16. And there's a massive London derby tonight in the Premier League when Chelsea host Spurs.
I just want to take a moment, Stacey. I think you and I are on the same page with this. The way Nicholas Tatham pronounces certain words is impeccable. He went Gqeberha.
Yeah, no, he goes in.
Hey, my boy.
Also, sometimes, hi, my boy. Sometimes he says words that we don't know at all, but we
Italian
believe
stuff. Yeah, well, Spanish thing.
You just got to go with it.
Ole, babes. Like Ole.
Go in.
Go in. Go in.